Welcome to Healing House Radio with our guest host, Norbert Granato, ceremonialist, healer, teacher, and musician. His guest today is Tara Singh, the founder and owner of Dharma Ridge, a unique spiritual community in the Santa Cruz Hills. Norbert?
Well, hello, everyone. It's good to be back on the radio, and I just want to wish you all many blessings. And I want to let you know that Eileen is back in town, so she'll be taking over the reins next week. Be good to have her back, and I'm sure she has some wonderful stories to tell all of you. In the meantime, we have Tara Singh, dear friend of mine. I've known him now for, it's getting a little over 2 years now that I met this wonderful gentleman up in the beautiful Santa Cruz Mountains here in California. Has a beautiful community up there, place is called Dharma Ridge, and it's really, really gorgeous. So I would like to invite Tara to say hello to everybody. Tara?
Hello, everybody. Nice to be on the show. Norbert, I appreciate you dearly.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. My pleasure, indeed. I really wanted to bring Tara on here and have you all have a chance to listen to him and get to hear a little different perspective than you may have gotten on this show in the past. But what I'd like to start with is, Tara, so can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was raised in the country, and as a child we had over 100 head of horses, and so I operated heavy equipment and tractors and trucks and did a lot of building in my past, and I was inspired at an early age and became a yoga teacher. When I was 16, I bought my first house when I was 19 and started a community center. And I've been working with the public, throughout my life in that way of bringing people together. I've been a real estate agent for quite a few years, about 25 years. So the combination of living in the country, being a real estate agent, and having a yogi background has inspired not only the project of Dharma Ridge, but my business as New Paradigm Communities. So it's kind of a little flavor of who I am.
Oh, that's excellent, Tara. You know, it's quite a story that you have, and quite a journey that you have been on, like so many of us. It just doesn't happen overnight, of course, you know. Can you tell us a little bit about your spiritual practice, your spiritual ways, and maybe a little bit about the way you hold it up there, Dharma?
Sure. Well, I'm a Sikh, so I have long hair, long beard, and I wear a turban along with blue jeans and cowboy boots, and drive a four-wheel drive truck. So it's a little bit of a profile there. The way life has unfolded for me, it's been really obvious. That everything is made of cycles, and there's a sweet spot in all cycles. There's a cycle of this interview, there's a cycle of our day, there's a cycle of us leaving, and there's a cycle, everywhere. And there's one place where there's the most abundant amount of light, and the lifestyle that I'm living and the practice that I have and the acknowledgement that I carry into life is that acknowledging that place where there's an abundance of energy. So one of the classes that I've taught is called Life Vision Empowerment, and it's all about awakening that, and it's connected directly to a person's passion. At Dharma Ridge, where we live here, it's a new paradigm community. And the reason that we are living in community is because there's an acknowledgement that each person has many, many destinies, but only one of our many destinies is our highest destiny. And it's by living your passion and being in a supportive environment that you can really step into that unknown and make it known.
That's just incredible. I agree with you 100% with that statement, and for me, finding that passion in our lives is not just crucial, but it's that alignment with right living, wouldn't you say?
That's correct. And the important part is having a vision is one thing, and sometimes those visions are locked deep into our subconscious or in our childhood or in those epic moments of our life. But the most incredible thing to do is to learn how to actualize those passions and those insights and to make it real. And, as I love the sacredness of a sweat lodge, and in the sacredness of yoga and the sacredness of awakening, but it's really in the empowerment. It's grounding those visions, making it real, taking that step in faith, following that inner voice that speaks directly, from the cosmos to your soul. And that's what the power is. It's listening to that level.
Absolutely. That's well said, Tara. You know, for me, that place of prayer, and in fact, you and I, when we talk about Sweat Lodge, we talk about just, our prayer meetings. We don't even say Sweat Lodge anymore because there's so many different ways to express prayer in the world today, and certainly Sweat Lodge is among one of those right there. Can you tell us a little bit about how prayer has affected your life?
Well, every moment we're facing the oracle. The oracle of life. There isn't a moment where the highest truth isn't present. And prayer has been a way for me to consciously communicate with the divine within myself, as vibrating through every part of my being, to relate, to identify with that truth that was true in the past, is true now, and will always be true. So that resonant chord of my being, of my soul being, is prayer is that connection. It's the words of the soul that connects and identifies with that stream, with that highest truth that's infinite and unlimited and unborn. And so when I pray, I'm not a person that says, hey, Creator, give me this and give me that, but it's more of an honoring statement, like calling on the divine and identifying with the divine that's vibrating through every part of myself. And that is the prayerful state that ties right into meditation.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. That's just that place of, when we communicate to Creator, to Source, to whatever we look at as far as what our deity may be, or our understanding of what that is, whatever it is that we pray to, certainly is an important piece of what the human condition is about and how we actualize that in the world. Just ends up being part of that beautiful truth of ours. The other thing that I wanted to ask you is, how do you distinguish or define the difference between prayer and meditation?
Well, prayer is more like you're talking to God, and meditation is like God talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that simple.
Yeah, when we talk about that, it's very similar, that our prayers are the words, of course, that we are saying, and the meditation is us waiting for that response. So
there you go. Beautiful.
it's truly the same thing. Please go ahead.
Recently, I had this lucid dream. It was a beautiful spiritual experience, but it was really an acknowledgement of this creature that was in an eggshell and pecking its way out. And I realized that this creature in this eggshell that was pecking its way out had no relationship, had no communication with its mother or father. It had no idea about anything. It had an incentive to peck. And if it didn't peck, it would just turn into compost and be an unrealized experience.
Mm-hmm.
But if it did peck, it would be awakened to this incredible world of color and people and personalities and elements. And in that place of silence within all of us, that incredible sacred place where the truest, most absolute, purest part of Creator telling us to do something that is so to the depths of our being, how do we obtain that silence and listening? Because we have agreements of all the things that we listen to. We listen to our text messages and phone calls and all the identities that we have and all the commitments that we have. There's a whole field of listening, ways of listening and things to listen to. But that silence where that voice is telling us to do something that is so direct and so pure. And in meditation, that is the voice that I would like to sit and be present with. Because in that voice, the direction that it guides me and tells me what to do and how to do it is the voice that I cherish and would love to listen to at all times. And that silence is woven in the noisiest places in the world. It's within you. It's unlimited. It's just always present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also find that that place of silence, that place that we as practitioners and, you know, whatever we call ourselves to be, just that exercise of achieving that place of silence becomes, you know, a crucial part of our personal development. Do you find that to be true for yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's where the oracle is. It's the place of the oracle. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of us, we have a belief system, and the belief systems are valid, that there's different spiritual teachers, there's different spiritual teachings and all these different things. And so we go out to seek guidance, or we don't. But we're still spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. And that place of silence is contained every moment, everywhere. The spiritual teacher doesn't look like a person or a thing. It's present. And our prayers, there's a mantra that we use, Om Namo Buddhadev Namo. And it's just acknowledging that there's one teacher that exists in the womb through your mother, through your father, through your peers, through your environment, and through a spiritual teacher. It's the same. It's the one. And to
mm-hmm.
be present with that in your own relationship with yourself, and to be present with it, is a divine and blessed experience.
Mm. Well said, well said. We have a caller on the line right now, and I want to bring her on online with us if I can. And just a moment here. And I believe we have Raina. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Okay. So I guess we're having a little technical difficulty with that. So we'll see what we can do with it a little bit later. We'll come back to that caller. So we can continue our conversation for just a little bit over here. Can you tell us a little bit about Dharma Ridge and what you all are doing up there?
Well, the very top of the property has been used for sacred events. We call it the Stargate. There's a 31-foot octagon and a 98-foot mandala with a large crystal as a mother stone. And we've done sweat lodges here and many prayers and a lot of different meetings. We have a sweat lodge at the top of the property, an outdoor kitchen with a two-top oven that makes incredible pizza. And the whole top of the property is just held in a sacred way. We have reverence for the Mother Earth, and in this sacred place we are holding it so that we can listen and become greater and get a vision of what our Dharma is, or what are the actions that we actually take to make our spiritual experience real, to take our inspiration and to manifest it. So the word Dharma really implies that it's an action word. And it's a place to get a vision of your highest destiny and then to be empowered in it. So we've had rites of passage for different people here, and wedding ceremonies and dancers. And the beauty of all the different types of events that we have, what's unique about Dharma Ridge is there's this acknowledgement that everything that we're doing brings us ultimately to our highest destiny. So that question is held in the property, it's held in that sacred way, that if you're dancing or if you're eating food or cooking that pizza, let's pray and bless the food, and let's offer the energy from that food to directly support us in our highest destiny. If we're dancing, if we're listening to music, let us dance and listen in that way that awakens us to our highest destiny. And so that's the portal that this is we acknowledge that that paradigm, it can be consciously created by holding the intention consistently.
You know, I listen to what you say, and it's that place of just being completely immersed in life, not taking any aspect of it, not even a single breath for granted. It really sounds like that, Tara, wouldn't you agree?
That's definitely, it's in fact, with every breath, if we can have that blessed state of consciousness to be present with every breath, I think we would see the breather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, in that place of never taking anything for granted can be such a powerful medicine for any of us. You know, it doesn't matter what path we're on.
The beauty of,
please go ahead.
The beauty also is that there's so many different people with different paths that come to the sacred circle that we have here, to the sacredness of Dharma Ridge. And the beauty is that everyone is respected, that everyone brings forth with them teachings and teachers and sits in a circle equally so that we can all listen to the wisdom. wisdom, into the light that's been carried through different tribes and different groups of people and in different ways. And in doing that, you see God, because it's through that's what you see. I mean, it's the beloved in all the different forms and all the different ways light comes to earth to people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's just that place of just really connecting and really, you know, for me, well, from our traditions and what I'm taught is that that we are all one, we are all connected. Truly, you know, we come from one source, we come as one being, yet separated in these individual bodies that we are in, that gives us the illusion that we are separate, that we are not connected. But the truth is that we are, and we do come from that place, and we are all one people, we're all one being, having, you know, this incredible human experience at this time. I'm not sure if that's in alignment with the teachings that you have had, Tara, but I've heard you say certain things in the past that remind me of that phrase, too. So I get the impression you're not opposed to that place.
No, it's absolutely in harmony.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about what new events are and projects you have going up at Dharma Ridge. You've got some exciting times right now. Certain change has been happening up there, and a lot of work's been going on up there. I know the last sweat lodge that we had up at Dharma Ridge, there were showers getting put in. In fact, a new lodge has been put up. It's just been really an exciting time for you guys up there, hasn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's true. There's been an incredible group of people that have come up, and everyone that's come up has just been a volunteer, and it's really beautiful. My son, Tej, he came up and he said, "Dad, you know what's different about Dharma Ridge than other places he goes to? Everyone's inspired." And it's true. There is an incredible team and group of amazing beings that show up and give and care. And everyone knows that whatever they're doing, if it's raking or planting a tree or helping in the garden or whatever it is, that someone else in the future will be there and they'll have a spiritual experience, and what they've contributed will be part of and embrace them in that sacred way. So there's an incredible group of amazing people. We're planning a music event. We're having some flamenco dancers that are coming on the 11th, and performers. We've just had...
And just to be clear, we're talking about the 11th of August, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then you and I have talked about doing a music event, a fundraiser, which might be at Dharma Ridge or it could be down the road. That's coming up in October, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We're looking forward to having a wonderful program that we're putting up there. And, yes, it is a fundraiser. And we're also going to be looking at bringing in vendors and more of a fair kind of atmosphere is what we've been talking about doing up over there. And as soon as we have more information, we'll be sure to get it on the air and let all of you folks know about that if you'd like to come and participate and visit this wonderful place called Dharma Ridge, which I really recommend that you do. And talking about that, Tara, if somebody wants to get more information about Dharma Ridge, how could they reach you?
Well, they can reach me, they can send an email to thefamily@dharmaridge.com, to the website, dharmaridge.com, dharmaridge.com. We also have a Dharma Ridge Educational Collective. And,
yeah, that was one of the most fascinating things, or newest things that I'm aware of that is happening up over there, just really exciting. Perhaps you can take some time and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the extended family of Dharma Ridge is such an incredible group of people that there's an organic inspiration that we felt through everyone. And there's been, you know, 20 people coming through the first three meetings that we've had. And there's architects and green builders and gardeners and attorneys and a full spectrum of people. And the collective is putting a set of classes together, courses together, perhaps one class or a series of classes that we're planning to do in the next couple of months. And some of the classes are going to be continuing education. There's been one person teaching from UCSC, and he's going to be getting an accredited class in Butters of Architectural and Gardening and getting it to be practiced here and taught here. So it's a full spectrum of people and inspiration, and we're just in the beginning process of this, and on the website and on Facebook, we have a Dharma Ridge Educational Collective. We have a page on that. And we're starting something called a Dharma List, and it's a resource guide for people that are in the trades and have services and products that are practicing some sort of meditation and prayers, that are doing things in a sacred way. And if you'd like to hire them, and you know that this person is living in the highest destiny and working towards the betterment of humanity, then perhaps there's somebody you'd like to have their services.
Just really sounds great, Tara. I want to let everybody know, you know, by the way, Tara's not here with us in San Jose. He is up in Santa Cruz, so you all have a very good reason to be jealous. As I understand, he's under his wonderful stargate right now, overlooking the beautiful bay. Excuse me?
Yep, it's beautiful. The wind's blowing, and there's a parachute above the stargate, and it's stopping in the wind, and it's just amazing.
And so from time to time, folks, if you hear a little bit of wind blowing in the background, you know, or maybe the occasional seagull flying by, that's Tara. While we're down here in a warehouse in San Jose, we are so jealous. But thankful to have you here on the air and really enjoying talking with you, Tara. I just really am. You know, I also want to talk a little bit about, you know, the collective as far as the amount of people that you have over there. The last time that I went up, it was for a meeting that you were doing, exactly for the educational portion of this. And there were so many people that were there at that. It was just wonderful to see, you know, a lot of young people coming up and really wanting to own this place of not just for themselves, but helping others and helping Dharma Ridge and the collective and really putting themselves out there in a big way. And I know that a lot of people seem to think that, you know, this upcoming generation, you know, is not, you know, maybe they're just not caring or not as loving as they used to be or not just as involved. But, you know, what I have to say to those people is you need to go to Dharma Ridge. Wouldn't you agree?
I actually do. Well, you know, Norbert, there's respect for a person's inspiration. So when a person comes to Dharma Ridge and they're asked, you know, what inspires you? What does your life look like in the future if you were empowered, if you were doing something that made the world a better place, and, you know, you felt supported and appreciated and empowered to do that? And there's a whole series of questions that unfold in the sacred circle that we stand in. When every individual can have the opportunity to answer that question and they get acknowledged and empowered, all of a sudden the most important thing that they were here to do, they are able to do. There's a Rumi poem that is on the website, and it's something like this. There's one thing that's the most important thing for you to do. It's as if a great king gives you this command, this boon, and you cross the ocean to do this one thing, and you do 12 other things, but you don't do the one thing you were sent to do. Those 12 things are of no avail. And to really discover what is that one thing that we are here to do, what is that awakening that can empower us, that can, you know, what is the Holy Grail for us? How do we reach that, obtain that, and live it? Well, it's in community, because sometimes we give up our dreams because our dreams seem to be out of reach because they're too great. But when you stand in community, when you stand in a circle, you find that those like-minded people that are sharing passion, they support you with their kind words, with their loving support, and with their incredible intelligence and wisdom and knowledge. And so it's priceless to be in a circle with good people and to be in community. It's absolutely priceless.
I love the fact that you bring the word dreams into all of this, especially this particular week. You know, we have the Olympics starting this week, and, you know, these are young people going out there and following their dreams to the max. It's just a wonderful thing. I happen to enjoy sport quite a bit. So when I see the fulfillment of young people's dreams coming out this way and being expressed in such a beautiful way with their athleticism and whatever way they're participating in that, just the idea of somebody going the distance and reaching for that beautiful dream of theirs, regardless of whether they're going to win a medal or anything like that, that's secondary to my thoughts. But just the idea that somebody reached out to do that and to take that risk, take that chance, do what they had to do in order to prepare themselves to be able to go and compete at that level.
it's really just an incredible thing. And the reason that I bring that up is because so many people will that I run into, you know, have given up on their dreams, whether it is personal fulfillment, whether it's spiritual development, whatever that may be. And one of the things that I have to say to them is, you know, anybody can do what anybody else has achieved. Really, you truly can. What I have done, what you, Tara, have done, what anybody else has done, if you put your mind to it, you put your will to it, you put your prayers behind it, and you get your work going on it, you yourself can achieve that too. And it's just sad that so many people have definitely given up on their dreams in that way, because it's there for you, it exists for you, and there's many people that can help you get there. Dharma Ridge is an incredible place, and one of the things that I love the most about it is how eclectic it is, how many different ways of being there. I think one of the aspects that I saw was, here I was running a sweat lodge, and of course, Tara's already told you to seek, and, you know, various other different traditions and beliefs, and it's just, you know, it's almost a bowl with every single belief system imaginable put into it. And Tara, you are definitely, if you can do this analogy, you know, running a three-ring circus there in so many different ways with all these different ways of being. It must get confusing for you at times.
No, there's one grand puppeteer behind all the puppets.
There's only one
orchestrating it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they say if you don't see God in all, you don't see God at all.
Oh, love that. Love that. Do you find that there's any conflict up there from time to time, because you do have such a diverse group of people up there and diverse group of belief systems?
In the beliefs, there's very little conflict. When something comes up, it just seems to be everyone's willing to talk about it and to understand how to look at it and to hold space for it. We have a core of five. It's called the Pugs. But if you have one person making all the decisions, it could be, you know, perhaps a little biased. If you have two people, they could disagree. If you have three, you could also have a conflict of disagreement. If you have four, you could have two teams. But when you put five together, there's something magical about that number. And so we have, when decisions have to be made, whether if there is a conflict or there's changes that need to be made, take the course, we stand in the circle of five, and we choose five people that are, you know, living spirit as close as they can, and that, you know, have stand in integrity and so on and so forth. And those five people, you can guarantee that their decisions are going to be kissed right on.
Mm. Yeah, power of five is an incredible number.
Yeah, we found things to make these work, but basically, if we feel like we're in this boat crossing the ocean of life, and we're having such a good time that we are eating together, we're celebrating. There's just the flow of incredible beings that come through are amazing, and it's just it's such an inspired, powerful group of warriors. They're people that show up here are workers and doers and visionaries that are making it real. So it's an incredible team of amazing souls that are positive, loving, and caring, and we seem to feel that we have infinity on our side and that we have the capacity to deal with whatever it is in the most beautiful, loving way, and holding compassionate space for someone. And when you respect everyone, when whoever walks in the door, whoever, you know, shows up, we have respect for that person has a unique, absolutely unique gift to give to the world. And perhaps they don't know what it is, but the reason that they're here is so that it can be exposed and developed and empowered. So there isn't a person or a soul that doesn't have a highest destiny. Everyone, there is. You can go wherever you're sitting today, wherever you're at, every single person that's surrounding you has one destiny as their highest destiny. And how do you talk to that? How can you find that? How can you relate to that? How can you have that relationship with all of your peers that is awakening and empowering to your highest destiny? That's an incredible question, because we want to have a spiritual connection with our food, with our money, with our life, with our lovers, with our family, with our government, with our community, with the elderly, with the children, with the animals, with all the elements. We want to have that spiritual connection. We don't want to miss a blink or a note. you know.
That's absolutely great. Tara, I really enjoyed having you on the show. It's just been really wonderful to talk with you. I want to thank all the listeners out there. We're just reminding everybody that on the 11th, we're going to be, or Tara's going to be having a concert. Want to invite everybody up there. And also more information on the October Fair to come up as soon as we get that. So in the meantime, on behalf of Healing House Radio, I'm Norbith. I want to thank all of you for listening. God bless everybody. Have just a wonderful time out there, and be safe, please. And Tara, thank you so very much. You have a very good day.
Okay, we're off the air.